Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not kidding. There is a baby picture of me sleeping that looks pretty close to the baby orangutan.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that says anything about my heritage.
What about the orange fur looking?
I'm talking about the facial features primarily.
The features.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Just trying to be honest there.
Boy.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Pat Whips joins us, resident manager at the Michoud Assembly Facility in New Orleans. Had a lot to do with us going to the moon successfully in previous space missions. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Thank you, sir, for taking the time with us. Tell me about the early days of the Michoud Assembly Facility and how it wound up there.
The Michoud Assembly Facility here in New Orleans has played a key role in each of our country's manned space programs. During the Apollo program in the 60s and early 70s, more than 10,000 employees were here at the Michoud Assembly Facility building the first stages of the Saturn 1B and later the Saturn V rockets, which took America's astronauts first to low Earth orbit and then on to the moon.
How did it wind up there? Was it a bid kind of thing? Was NASA looking for a location with water, entry and exit, so you could float these things out?
Dr. Wernher von Braun was looking for a large facility that had deep water access because this huge tankage that was going to be part of a spacecraft required not roads, but the ability to get out with barges and get around into the Gulf of Mexico and ultimately up to what was then Cape Canaveral, now Kennedy Space Center.
So what year did this go open? I guess, Pat, is what I'm asking you, the Michoud facility?
We were commissioned as part of the NASA family in 1961, and by the mid-60s, we're already building spaceflight hardware.
So if you can kind of overlay that with the history of the space program, at what point in terms of missions, did Michoud get involved with this assembly facility?
By the early to mid-1960s, astronauts were using some of the Saturn 1B rockets to practice low Earth orbit rendezvous and some of the techniques they would use on the way to the moon. And, of course, by 1968 and 69, we were flying astronauts first around the moon. And this time, 50 years ago, of course, our astronauts were just entering lunar orbit, ready to make their descent to the moon within a day or so.
There had to be just a special feeling of anticipation because the country was electric, right, watching this happen. But the employees, knowing that they had a hand in this, it had to be some kind of atmosphere.
I think there were a lot of hearts ready to burst from their chests, both with patriotism and the fact that they had a little piece of history.
And had a hand in it. We take a break and we come back, Pat. We'll talk about the actual involvement of the Michoud facility with the Apollo 11 mission specifically. And then generally, what about the role of Michoud today in the space program going forward? Pat Whips is our guest, resident manager of the Michoud Assembly Facility. If you worked there during the 60s, I'd love to hear from you at 260-1870-940. Time for a break here. We'll be back. WWL.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
9:44, 16 before 10. We're talking to Pat Whips, resident manager of the Michoud Assembly Facility. And he's already spoken about hearts beating out of chests. So specifically, Pat, in terms of history and the Apollo 11 landing, the specific link to Michoud was?
The core stage booster that literally took the astronauts through low Earth orbit and shot them on their way to a translunar insertion, we call it, so that they could circumnavigate the moon and ultimately land there, was built right here at the Michoud Assembly Facility.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize they were kept in quarantine, were the astronauts, for 21 days to make sure they didn't have, and it wasn't funny at that time, moon germs, and they were sprayed down with disinfectant. But when that capsule splashed down, I can't imagine the pride that people felt knowing that they had a hand in it and were a part of it.
Absolutely. More than 10,000 folks worked here at Michoud at the time, and each one of them went home to family members. And we all looked on our black and white televisions, and we watched history being made, and each of those folks knew that they had a piece of it.
What about the work moving ahead on the space shuttle? Because Michoud had a pretty important role in those as well, right?
Absolutely. In the decades after Apollo, Michoud was home to manufacturing the 15-story-tall external tank, which is the structural backbone of the space shuttle and which carried the liquid fuels for all the shuttle flights from 1981 through 2011.
So was it the slowdown in the space program that, I guess, caused? First of all, when it comes to the people that were working at Michoud, are we talking, Pat, about scientists? Are we talking about engineers, physicians? Well, that would be not the way to put it. Physics, well, you wouldn't be a physician. A physicist, that's what I'm looking for. And also some assembly workers that, how did all of that work? How did it break down?
It was truly a NASA family. Everyone from the secretaries through the folks who did trades work to the scientists and engineers. Everybody worked together. Everybody had a part to play.
Did you ever see any astronauts, or did they make a trip to see where such an important part of their trip was, the equipment needed was being manufactured?
It's been a privilege to see every astronaut who flew the external tanks to their low Earth orbit science missions, and several of the Apollo era astronauts have come to visit the workforce as well.
So what about now? Is the Michoud facility still doing any work for NASA?
We sure are. The nation's space program is going back to the moon as a proving ground for the necessary new technologies, and then on to our primary destination, manned missions to Mars.
So in terms of, I guess, the amount of people working, et cetera, and an educated workforce, is it likely or possible that Michoud would ever return to the level of importance that it once held in the space program?
I certainly believe so. We're making the most powerful rocket that's ever launched, and it will have the opportunity to enable us to go much farther, sending humans 1,000 times farther into space than we've gone since our missions to the moon. As part of that, we use a state-of-the-art factory with state-of-the-art equipment and tooling, and the folks that work here are the most highly trained I think we've ever had.
Pat, on a personal note, how did you get involved in all of this?
I've been with NASA 30 years this summer. I began overseeing the materials and processes used for the liquid-fueled space shuttle main engines, and later here at Michoud became the resident chief engineer, helping oversee the manufacture of those massive external tanks I mentioned. And now I'm have the privilege of being the resident manager, first managing the successful flyout and the retirement of the space shuttle program, and more recently overseeing and establishing this new state-of-the-art rocket factory, produce the space launch system, we call it Artemis first stages, and the structural components of the Orion crew space flight hardware.
You said 30 years. I would presume the equipment with which you're working has changed a little since you started?
As my hair's gone gray, the technology has a bootstrap and is incredible today.
So does that expand? Does it make it easier to do, obviously, the things you were doing before, but does it increase exponentially the prospects of what you can do, the potential?
That's a good point. The new technologies that we have for use today in making our spaceflight hardware enable us to do things with more precision, with more resolution, with more reliability than ever before, and that gives us the opportunity to take much larger payloads, even as we have our commercial crew partners with us, to go take large pieces into orbit, not just for manned space program, but also for the potential for other science opportunities to go see the moons of Jupiter or other things like that in the near future. So we have a whole new suite of technologies that enable payloads and missions that we only dreamed of in prior decades.
Are you a physicist by education, Pat?
I'm not. I'm a metallurgical engineer, so my job is to do material science work, and now it's to help enable all the new young folks coming up that, and to enable those folks that we get a chance to visit with STEM all around this facility and all around the metro area. Hopefully one of those young people will be one of those that put a boot print on Mars someday.
And along those lines, are there, I know it's a very secure facility for, you know, parents who want to get their kids interested in STEM courses or maybe even field trips, et cetera. Are there opportunities for that at the facility?
There are. We really look forward to that. At the school level and the university level, we try hard every year to get literally thousands of folks in to see America's Space Rocket here in our local Michoud Assembly facility, which plays a part in it.
And they would contact just the facility to try to arrange it?
There's a public affairs office with NASA and up at the Marshall Space Flight Center that they can find on NASA.gov that can give folks that opportunity to hopefully come see us.
I think the sheer magnitude of it alone would take your breath away. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your time. And I guess I'll tell you happy anniversary.
Thank you. We're looking forward to reviewing and seeing, once again, history in the making.
Thank you, sir. Pat Whipps is the resident manager of the Michoud Assembly Facility, and it's kind of cool that a lot of New Orleanians had something to do with that first successful moon landing. Taking a break, coming back, Tommy Tucker, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.